Hi. Hi, everyone. Every single time I do this, I don't know why, but I get so anxious. And it doesn't make sense to me because I've been doing this for a minute. Like, this isn't my first rodeo. Also, yeah, I've waited too long to record this, but now everyone in the house is awake. So if you do hear background noises of people mumbling and talking, that's my mom and my brother. So, welcome back to my weekly, monthly, whenever it drops, life update. This is we're on week 22. Today is May 31st. So, I was gonna record this yesterday, but I don't know, when I was like doing the whole writing down my ideas and just like looking back at like the month, looking back at April. I got very emotional and I decided I didn't want to do this then because I didn't want to come here and cry, which would have not been the first time it wouldn't have been the first time I cried here. And you know what? I decided I don't want that to be my look. I don't want to be the person who comes here and cries on the pod all the fucking time. And if you do know what episode I'm talking about, then I did cry on this pod. I did archive that episode. So it's no longer on air. Because I will explain further later on why. So yeah, we're on week 22. I posted something on my IG yesterday and a friend of mine DM'd me and was like, "Oh my God, I'm really excited for this. Like, I feel like this is how I know what's going on in your life, and like I like to listen to it." And it dawned on me that I haven't done this in a very, very long time. And I looked back on like the last week I did, which was like week 3, week 4. And then I did a Valentine's episode. So that was like very early February. And things have changed. Things have changed. So, first of all, let's start with why I put a pause on this shit. One, I guess my life wasn't that very, like, it's a bit difficult. As much as I would want to do this on a weekly basis, I'm not like an influencer or like I don't know, just someone who's, you know, that friend with the drama going on in that. I'm not that person. There's not many things happening in my day-to-day life that's like podcast worthy. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, yeah, it's not that eventful. It's just like a normal life. But on a monthly basis, I'm sure there's something I can things go on a monthly basis. Things definitely went on the last few months. So, I think where I left off in February, I had decided that I was just gonna do this on a monthly basis or bi-weekly. But then by the time February came to an end, ha ha ha, you guessed it, I spiraled. Something happened. Something that, you know, I don't wanna fully talk about now, because first of all, I'm not sure if these people listen to this podcast. If they do, but if they do, yeah, I'm not ready to talk about that, all those details right now. But yeah, something happened in February that made me like take a very big step back. First of all, I spiraled. And by spiraled, I mean, it happened. I was very sad about it. I tried to ignore my feelings for maybe about 2 weeks. So it was already mid-March when I was like, "Oh my God, fuck." And then I now started spiraling properly, crying, being sad, being angry, being like having vengeful thoughts, having. And having a lot of also just like negative self-talk, which to be honest was the biggest problem, which is my biggest problem. You know, like rage is, I can be angry, I can hit something, I can cry, and it'll be able to subside. But my mind is something that I'm stuck with every single day, every single moment. And, you know, to be in your mind and for it to be a negative space is just such a horrible thing. Like, every single day going like, "Oh my God, I feel like this is too TMI." But anyway, It's just like I was in a space where I was going like, oh my God, Rashada, you're so stupid. Oh my God, Rashada, you're so dumb. Oh my God, Rashada, how would you even let that happen? Oh my God, Rashada, you thought you were a buddy? Come here, you're a munch. And yeah, that was just that was a small snippet of what was going on in my head, and I was feeling very, very bad about it because I feel like I allowed myself, I put my heart and my feelings and my happiness in the hands of someone, and I hoped that they would, take care of it. When I have learned my lesson before, I have learned my lesson before that whenever you do that, it's never gonna end well. It will literally never. Do not put your hopes and your happiness and your dreams and your heart in the hands of someone else. It doesn't matter who it is. Like akishikile, imagine protect your kitu. Gai 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 gai. Acha nikwambie tu sai, hiyo kitu ni mayai. Ikianguka tu hivi inavunjika. Like there's no going back. So yeah, I was hoping for something, but the minute my fragile heart broke, it all dawned on me at how stupid I was. That sat there because legitimately, like, I was doing dumb shit. And it's fine, I've forgiven myself for doing dumb shit. But that doesn't mean I'm dumb. And that's the difference between negative self-talk and that. You see, I acknowledged that I was doing something dumb. Not that I am dumb, but negative self-talk here is I am dumb. And not that what I was doing is dumb, and that's the difference. And that is what like makes you spiral. It's just you like identifying, and not just you, let me even say me identifying with that thing that I did so badly that it becomes me, when me and that thing are like two completely different entities. Just because I did one wrong thing doesn't mean I inherently as a human being I am wrong. Yeah, so that happened and it got me spiraling. And because I was spiraling, I could not come here and be like, yeah, this is my life, this is what's going on. Because everything after that, honestly, for maybe like a month, felt like a blur. It felt like a blur. If you ask me, I'm not very sure what happened because I was terribly trying to deal with my feelings, and I don't think I grasped how hurt I was up until like sometime in April when I got drunk. Fuck, I hate Bombay, Jesus Christ. I especially hate being the person who gets drunk and starts spilling their guts. So yeah, until at some point in April when I was out drinking, and then I honestly don't even remember how that conversation started, but I remember just like venting and being angry and feeling those feelings. And I was like, yeah, so that's what happened in the end, just calmly going like, that's what happened. And you know what, I was pretty angry about, it's so irrelevant. It's so irrelevant for me to even just like tell you all these feelings and not tell you exactly what happened, but you just know nilivunjwa roho. And Mimi, I don't have capacity for another heartbreak this year. So if you're my friend, or if you're someone who's gonna get into my life and you're gonna listen to this, just know I don't have capacity for another heartbreak. If you wanna break up with me, save that shit for next year, because I'm not doing it this year. I'm simply not doing it this year, period. So anyway, yeah, I was very angry about that, and then put me off just like feelings and being present here. And then I don't know, it's kind of sometimes hard to just get back into doing it and getting your momentum. But right now I feel like I'm ready. Months later, yeah, I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I'm good. So a lot of things have happened. A lot of meaningful, impactful things that have happened since back then. First of all, let's recap on my day yesterday. This is gonna be so long. I usually hope that this goes for like 20 minutes, but I feel like it's gonna go on for 30 minutes. So enjoy. So I had a very, let's talk about my yesterday, because my yesterday was actually quite beautiful and it just had me thinking, like, what did I do different yesterday that made yesterday such an impactful day, right? So I woke up. I didn't go for my usual walk, which is fine. You know, one thing I'm learning is to be kind to myself. I don't need to, if I don't do something that I want to do or I've always, like, that's in my routine or anything, I don't need to talk shit. I can just be like, it's okay. We have tomorrow. We have other things to do. It's fine. So I didn't go for my usual walk. And I woke up, spent like 5 minutes just, I don't know, waking up, realizing my place on the earth. And then I turned and started using my phone, which is not something I enjoy to do. And I honestly avoid doing. It's not part of my routine. I don't like to scroll on my phone first thing in the morning. So, but I did do that. And I got on TikTok and I just got some really nice content, like, you know, the universe loves you. This is what you did to align with the universe. You know, do this and this and this. This kind of like hippie spiritual shit. And I loved it. And I was just like, okay, I feel so motivated. I feel so inspired. I'd already planned on doing so many things yesterday. So I just, after that, woke up, went downstairs, made some tea, came upstairs, did a little bit of a gratitude journal. Wrote down a to-do list for the things to do in the day, and then got my ass up, went and took a fucking shower, came, sat down, and started on my to-do list, and then took a break, ate some food, came back. Like, it was, I had such a productive fucking day. Like, I was mind blown. Productive day. And in the evening, of course, I slowed down in the evening, and before I slept, I did a little bit of doodling. I don't know what to call it. Doodling? So, like I said at the beginning, I was gonna record this yesterday, but I got very emotional when I was like taking down notes and taking stock of what has gone on. And in the process of that, I think that was just a really nice catharsis for me because I don't know, me, but they may have so much trouble like sitting down and journaling and nini. But I think the seriousness and like complete full sentence and thought process of it is my problem. Because yesterday, when I was writing down the short notes, I was just writing points like da 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 da, like this happened, this happened, this happened, and like not attaching any sort of this is supposed to mean this. Not completing the thought, and it felt really good by the time I was going to bed, and I woke up really well today as well. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna change. Oh, I also ate like protein in the morning, and I hate to admit this because I really do think there's a protein propaganda going on Earth, but I ate oats in the morning, and I think it kind of just like stabilized my energy. I don't know how to explain it, but while I Mimi, I'm repeating yesterday from now on. I think I've cracked the code. So, yeah, very happy about yesterday. Anyway, so moving on to whatever has gone on in my life since February. So, for starters, my birthday was at the beginning of the month. It was very, very beautiful. I was turning 25. I'm 25 now. Fully formed frontal lobe. This week, kwanza nimefeel yo kitu, wa 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 wa, kichwa imejaa, hey. But also because maybe I had like a panic attack on Monday. I don't know what the hell is going on. So, yeah, turn 25. I was very intentional about the kind of birthday I wanted, the kind of people I wanted, the kind of energy, the theme, the vibe, everything. And honestly, it. Oof, you guys, I was very, like, extremely pleased at how my birthday turned out. It was such a beautiful day. I don't even have the words to explain it. It was a fucking beautiful day. I am so happy and I'm so grateful for everyone that showed up and showed out. It was, I don't know, one of the best birthdays I've ever had, to be honest. So I realized something yesterday when I was just like jotting down what the fuck has happened in my month, and I realized that unknowingly, I really did set like an intention for the month, and it kind of just like flowed through the whole month. I didn't sit down and do like a manifesting or whatever. I don't think I did. I'm not sure I did. If I did, maybe it was just for my birthday, but I remember being very like intentional days before on like what I wanted my birthday to be, the kind of energy I wanted, and how, you know, I would love the rest of the weeks to come by. And Sijumunite Master Manifesta Sai, because everything I wanted to feel in the month of May, I think I have felt. I have gone to the happiness, I've gone to the down, I've also gone to the panic, I've been angry. Have I been angry? I'm not really sure. But I've had such meaningful, deep connections this whole month, such meaningful interactions where I felt seen, which that me feeling seen, we'll circle back there at the end. So yeah, and it was just like very beautiful. I've had good moments, great moments with new people, old people, people who I'm just like, you know, these are people who are hopefully gonna be in my life forever. And it was just really, it was this magical, magical time. And I closed off the month with like a really beautiful picnic with three of my really good friends. And absolutely, like, I can't explain to you how filled my heart feels in this month. Like, CZ Sema, there's, I can't. I like, you need to feel it. If I could touch you, and the feelings could just get transformed. Nazafrai sana. But yeah, that was the vibe. I've also really focused on my yoga this month, which is great. I've done a lot of yoga, taken a lot of videos, made a lot of videos, and some of them will never see the light of day. But I don't know, it was quite fulfilling for me. I really enjoyed it. And I came up with a bunch, or maybe just a few, of like yoga flows, which is super duper fun. I love doing that. Very creative, very, what's the word? I guess just creative, because it's just trying out like a flow that I've never done before, or like sequencing poses in a way that usually I don't do. So that was fun. I've also been looking for a job very like tirelessly. I'm not gonna lie. My internship ended, what, end of March, beginning of April. Yeah, and I was like, easy, I'm gonna vibe. I was probably feeling very burnt out, so the whole of April I was vibing heavy. Like, sidhani hata nilitafuta job yoyote. Maybe I applied for one because I thought it was an interesting job and it had like a deadline that was in April, so I just applied for it. But other than that, vibing heavy. So this month came and I was like, okay, fuck, I'm really starting to feel like unemployed. You know, the days are starting to mesh into each other, the nights just seem like nights, my sleeping pattern is ruined, my day feels very idle. Like, I properly started to feel unemployed, and not in like a good way, just like idle. And my money was also running out, so I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. So I've been looking for a job very relentlessly, but also being very picky with it. So I'm not sure if that still means relentless. But yeah. Mkisikia kazi mahali mniambie. Kazi yenye inalipa vizuri sitaki pesa kidogo. Hii pe economy haizitikia pesa kidogo. Plus cat food is so expensive. Oh my God. Like, I needed to say that because every single time I go to the supermarket to buy cat food, and that's Proline. That's the one my cat loves, so I get it for her. I've tried to get her like king, and I end up wasting it because she will not eat it, and it's 1.5 kgs. Where the fuck am I gonna take 1.5 kgs? So I buy her what she likes so she can eat it, and every single time I go to the supermarket, I swear to God, it's like 200 shillings more or 300, and last time it was 500 shillings more expensive. What the actual fuck? I started buying that thing in like 2021 when it cost me like 975. Same if 1,700. Can you imagine? I'm so mad. What the hell? But like, I don't know. center by to Sandadu. And I've started giving Alex Omena as well because she can't solely survive on that. My pockets cannot allow for her to solely survive on that cat food. So Omena it is. And I'm really glad she's taken to it well because he sijui tungefanya nini. But yeah, so I'm looking for a job. And I don't know how I'm gonna say this. I'm not sure if the last time I was here I mentioned that I am celibate. I'm not sure. Sometimes I get confused as to what I put into the podcast and what I leave for like my audio journals. But yeah, if I did mention, now you know, I am celibate. And I did want to be celibate for like since the beginning of January hookah. But haha, me being me, I obviously backslid. But then after that thing happened in Feb and I spiraled, I was like, you know what, bitch, you kind of owe it to yourself to be celibate. And so I've been celibate since the beginning of March. At first, it was kind of tough, but now I think I've gotten like the hang of it. Yeah, I'm kind of used to it now. I don't know, it's a very interesting journey, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. In this journey, I have enjoyed the temptation. I've enjoyed the just like resisting and just like seeing how strong I am and just how far I can go. But yeah, I mean that doesn't mean I'm not meeting people. Cindo. So I am meeting people. But if there's okay, let me circle back. So yeah, let me see. Where was I? So I have enjoyed all of that thing, all those things that I've been able to do for myself. I don't know, meeting people now is kinda weird and kinda interesting at the same time, because it has me thinking. My first question is now, like, what do I want with this person? Is it do I mean, and this is when I meet someone in a capacity of like outside of friendship. Like, I know it's not gonna be platonic, or my intentions are not for it to be platonic. So I do end up asking myself, like, what do I want out of this? Why am I even going to meet this person? Why am I even interacting with this person? Because I know if, like, I have no interest in being friends with them and I have other ulterior motives, then what the fuck am I doing there? Because I am celibate. At the end of the day, I am celibate. So I'm that flat. Fine. And then, I don't think I'm ready to get into a romantic relationship now. Although that could be changed. I don't know. I always feel like it could be changed, but it has to be very intentional change. Like, I'd have to meet this person. We need to interact, and I need to feel like I'm willing to open up my heart like that romantically, but without the sex. Yes. So I have been meeting people. A few people here and there, nothing major, maybe at like two or three people. Three people at best. And every single time I have to ask myself, like, what do I want with them? Do I wanna fuck? Do I want to flirt? Do I want it to be more than that? Which takes me, like, just helps me just take a step back from the situation and be like, Washara, don't waste your time. Washara, don't waste this other person's time, because that's what essentially you're gonna be doing. Because you're gonna go there, kiki, flat, and then, I mean, after that, me, I know me, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to have sex with you. I absolutely do not want you to fuck me. Like, you know. So that's been very interesting and very sad as well, because I do miss the casualty of sex. I absolutely do miss, don't get me wrong, I am kind of enjoying this celibacy journey, but I also very much miss the casualty of sex. and just the casualty of meeting someone, clicking in that manner, and then just like doing it and being over with it, and you know, not it being a thing. Meanwhile, now I'm just like, guy, I just like you cookies. Like, do I even remember what kissing feels like? My God, this is so sad. But anyway, we are strong. It's been since I've been on this journey since March, strongly since like the beginning of March, and not backslid at all. So March, and I think I'll do it until, let me give myself like 6 months. So March, April, May, June, July. So until August. And then in August, I'm gonna see if this pussy is back up running for business. We'll see. We'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. But to be honest, one other thing that this celibacy journey has really like shown me is like the question that is very much in my mind now is, is this person actually attractive, or am I just horny? Am I horny, or am I just bored? Am I just bored? Because I could just be bored. Am I bored? It could either be bored or something's going on and I need some sort of validation, which again is, we're not getting it from sex, so I should not even be having that stream of thought, you know. So am I just bored, or do I actually have a ton of shit to do and I need to get my life shit together and I'm just procrastinating? So you see, I'm solving my life problems. I'm solving my life problems, Ogao. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's been it. But wait, I'm also Mimi historia celibacy while I sing in any boingi, because now, but is it, I don't know, I have like so many like devil on the right side, angel on the left side situations with this celibacy thing, because I feel like I have, and I am meeting very interesting people, but I feel like many people right now are in a, such a like a face value kind of interaction where it's, I meet you for the first time, are you hot, are you good looking, are we click, are we gonna fuck, and then you know, no one's thinking about the after, and I'm such a let's think about the after kind of girl. Okay, to be honest, like my feelings, like let's pillow talk and all that shit. Okay, I'm that kind of girl. That doesn't mean like I don't enjoy casual sex, but no one's thinking about the after, which makes it very hard to connect with people sometimes. Cause I'm like, okay, so me, I'm not offering any of that. I don't want to interact with people who only want me for that, you know, like what young way you panda say, by the way, hey, guys, I'm ready. So yeah, this time I'm just thinking, I really don't want to interact with people who just want me for sexual stuff or romantic stuff. Like, sit down, relax, take it slow, let's get to know each other. Who are you, who am I, who are we together, and you know, let's see where that goes. But I guess my person is still out there waiting, or I'm waiting. We're probably waiting for each other. I still probably have a little bit of healing to do before I meet them. Or maybe I have met them and they just wanna fuck and I don't wanna fuck. So universe. Anyway, I don't think I honestly have anything else to add. I probably do, but I feel like this thing has taken too long and I want it to take, I don't want it to be that long. It's already 30 minutes. Anyway, so that's been like a sum of my month. And of the previous months, my internship ended. I'm at home, I've been vibing, I've met great people, I've had moments where I've had moments where I had to like speak my truth, which is very, very liberating about like a situation, something that happened, and I'm very glad I did, even if it was just to a few people, because it has tremendously helped in my healing, and I'm very happy. And you know, that speaking my truth thing, my throat chakra was blocked, but now it's open. It's open. Anyway, so again, let me try and end this. This is just to say, I've had a very good month. Thank you for everyone who's like been part of this month that has helped me connect and just be one with myself, my desires, my dreams, and everything I want out of this life. And shout out to that one person who's always answering my questions on the polls. Like, yo, I do this for you. Those polls are here for you. You know, you get me going. You get me going, boo. Thank you so much. And also, see you guys also now, the ones that don't move the kujibu polls. Naza furai sana. Please. Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to add. I'll be dropping an episode that's outside of me doing this life update very, very soon. Hopefully by end of next week. It's an episode that I was very like looking forward to work on and absolutely enjoyed recording. So yeah, be on the lookout for that and have a great June. Happy Pride. If this comes out in June, happy Pride.